We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're going to stick with that education theme here today as we are joined by Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram, who's joining us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you've brought a guest with you, Jordan Strom, the athletic director.
There. Yeah, Jordan is one of our alums, and I think you graduated what year?
Yeah, 2011.
2011. I know he went to school with my son. I was trying to sit here and think of those dates, but has been several other places, but just came back to the college, and we're glad to have he and his wife, Becca, and their two kids in town, and so he's our athletic director as well as our men's basketball coach. So we're right in the middle of basketball season, so I thought it'd be a great time to introduce Jordan to the community as well as talk a little bit about our basketball teams.
All right. Well, before we get going, just tell us a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm a local guy. I graduated from Riley County High School in 2006. Went to Manhattan Christian College in 2011. That's when I graduated. Did my master's at Kansas State, graduated in 2016. I've worked at Manhattan Christian College now three different times. Right after graduation, I was there from 11 to 14 and then left, went to coach at a school up in South Dakota. Came back for a couple years as the assistant athletic director, left again, went down to Dallas to work at a college as the head men's basketball coach and athletic director, and was fortunate enough to get a call to come back home, and we love the community. We love being here, and so that's kind of how we got here.
And let me add, we were fortunate enough to get him back. So he said he's fortunate. We were the ones fortunate ones to get him back. So we're glad they're back in the community.
Well, very good. And you're the head basketball coach?
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about how your season's been going.
Yeah. So I'm the head men's basketball coach, athletic director. Our season started off pretty slow. First semester, we ended up with a 1-9 record. Have a bunch of great guys that are played really hard. We lost 5 games by 8 points or less. Second semester, we ended up adding 6 guys at break. And the tides have turned. We played the number 6 ranked team in the country on last week, Tuesday, played them to 3 points, had a 5-point lead with about 3 minutes to go. Ended up not winning that one. It was kind of a rough game for us at the end, but ended up rebounding on Thursday, took a win over a region school, and then last night knocked off the number 11 ranked team in the country at their place in Kansas City.
Well, that's a positive change.
It's definitely a positive change. I like winning. I'd rather do that than lose.
No doubt.
Well, and in fairness to our team, that first part of the fall where they did have some struggles, yes, we've added some new guys, but that's also one of the most difficult times of our schedule because we play a lot of the NAIA schools and scholarship schools some of those. Do we play some D3 schools from NCAA?
No Division III schools this year. We played a couple of Division II schools, NAIA Division I and Division II as well. And so rough scholarship slate. The guys played hard, though. We love those guys. They play really hard. They're good representatives of the college and the program, and I wish we could have got a couple of those games that we lost that were close, but I think that hopefully we've kind of turned a tide right now and hopefully move in the right direction.
Where do you guys play your games at?
At Howie's Activity Center on campus, right there at 14th and Laramie. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, we're thrilled to have that facility because for like 68 years we had basketball but played at City Auditorium. Jordan knows what that was like as a player and as a coach, and so we're thrilled to have our own place where we don't have to do all that tear up and set down and everything that we did every week, every game, and then had to just reset. A lot of that we get to leave set now, so it's wonderful to have our own home.
Talking about the athletes a little bit, you mentioned them somewhat, but what is it like being a student athlete at a smaller school in a Christian college?
Yeah, absolutely. So the experience is definitely different. There's not the expectation of wins and losses like there might be at the Division I level. We definitely still want to win, and we still want to compete, and we're not doing this just because we like to be out there. We want to win, and we want to be competitive. But the focus always has to be back on what our mission is. We want to make sure that our kids are, whether they come in from a good Christian home or they come in not knowing anything about their faith, we want to make sure that we're always pointing them back to the gospel, and I think that we do a good job of that. I'm fortunate enough to work with several very, very good coaches. In fact, I'm the shortest tenured and the youngest of all of my head coaches that I work with, and I can't say enough good things about what they've done with their programs over the years. And we have a long tradition of being very good in athletics, but I think even more important than that, our tradition of leading our kids towards the gospel is more important than that.
And it's really cool. You know, what's it like being like an athlete? And we were talking about it in the car on the way over here. You know, a lot of our professors are on break right now. One of them's even in, I think, California on an anniversary trip with his wife. And he was texting Jordan over the last couple of days, how's the team doing? What's going on? And my wife and I enjoyed having the whole team over for supper about a week and a half ago on a Sunday night. And we just hung out for a few hours with these guys. They're just great young men. We enjoyed hanging out with them and just spending time with them, getting to know them. They come from a lot of great families. You know, a lot of the – and same happens at K-State. You know, the families travel along, but because we're a little smaller group, you know, one of the dads followed him in Texas last week and bought a couple of the lunches for the team while he was there. And, I mean, it's just K-State's a family atmosphere, but with less students and less population and a smaller group, we even get to be even that much more of a family in what we do and how we operate as a college. So it's really pretty fun.
Well, and you know, anytime in sports, when you can have relationships that are feel like family, you can really do a lot of team building, and you know, it goes beyond the court or beyond the field, wherever you're playing, and it's just great.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely. I think one of the best parts about the team that we have right now is just the local flavor that we have as well. I mean, we've got three kids that are Manhattan High attendees or graduates. Another kid from Washburn Rural that played against all those guys from Manhattan High School. And then another couple kids from Kansas City area played at Shawnee Mission Northwest. And all these guys seem to have played with or with each other or against each other growing up. And that adds to the family atmosphere because they know each other even before they even get to college. And it's a pretty cool thing.
And I love to say it this way, too, that, you know, while at the D1 level, they seem to be their schedule makes it me that they're an athlete that happens to be a student. MCC, they're students who happen to be an athlete. And so it just kind of a different flavor.
Well, I remember when we talked a couple months ago, Kevin, you had some teams that were competing in some national competition. It was a volleyball?
Volleyball as well as men's soccer. Both went to nationals. And they're both of them kind of in some rebuilding and regrouping years. I think men's, you may know better than I do, men's soccer finished, what, fifth in the nation?
Yep, men's soccer finished fifth in the nation, volleyball seventh in the country, which is a pretty good finish for our girls and our guys, especially after a couple years of a hiatus. A couple years ago, our national association, the National Christian College Athletic Association, went through a big regrouping phase, similar to what the Big 12 has done in the past, and we went from having eight regions around the country to four super regions. And so now we are grouped in with teams all the way from Texas to Missouri to Kansas, Nebraska, Arkansas, Louisiana. So we have a larger geographical footprint that we're trying to cover and teams that honestly are quite a bit more competitive than what they were when we were in the Southwest region. And so a national tournament appearance from both of those teams this year with a pretty big deal for our kids.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And boy, what an experience for them getting to travel. Didn't they go to what, South Carolina?
South Carolina for the volleyball team. They played at Bob Jones University over there. And then for the men's soccer team, they traveled down to Kissimmee, Florida. So pretty good trips, yeah. I would say. They probably enjoyed those trips in the middle of November.
I think they enjoyed those trips in the middle of November and excited to see what those teams bring in the future because both of those teams are young. And the coaches that are working with those teams have been around a long time. And not only know their sport, but also know those students and those kids and really care for them and nurture them. And it's one of the fun parts of MCC and being able to do what we do.
All right. Again, we're talking with Kevin Ingram and Jordan Ostrom here with Manhattan Christian College, talking athletics. And what goes into maybe recruiting athletes out to Manhattan Christian College? Do you offer scholarships? I can't remember.
Yeah, no athletic scholarships. I think one of the best parts of what we do when we go through the recruiting process is that, you know, there's no perfect fit kid for every single program. There's not a cookie cutter model for how you're going to go out and recruit these kids. Each of our coaches recruits differently, and each of our coaches recruits in a different manner. And so, you know, I'm a big believer that when you go through the recruiting process, it's a lot about touches. How many times can you talk to a kid? How often can you make that contact? Can you get them to campus? Can you make sure that they feel like this is a community that they can see themselves being a part of? Can you paint the big picture that they can see in 4 years that, hey, I'm going to be a graduate from Manhattan Christian College, and I'm going to be proud graduate of Manhattan Christian College. And so I think from a contact standpoint, it's probably not a whole lot different from the Division I level as far as what you're trying to do and what you're trying to sell. The fact that we don't offer athletic scholarships sometimes hurts us, but I think from an academic standpoint, we do a very good job of making sure that we take care of our kids, and we have a certain type a kid that we're trying to go after and trying to bring into the campus. And I think our setup and our scholarship system does a good job of helping us with that. But yeah, it's entertaining to try to find the great fits that are also talented enough to help you win games.
Yeah, and all of our scholarships are academic based, and he kind of referred to that, which helps us shape that student that we also get that we know they're going to be able to come in because they have to get a certain GPA level before they would ever get a scholarship from MCC. And so it helps shape that kid that comes in from an academic perspective, and it doesn't mean that, you know, they're still stepping up a level going to college academically, that we help them out with that, and we do. You know, we have a retention and learning skills coordinator on campus who focuses on the academic side of things with students, and it's really just, you know, and kind of just on a smaller scale, again, of what K-State does in supporting their athletes. And so it's a lot of fun to see how it works out and just have to work hard at it and share, you know, who we are in a unique niche of what we are, because so many of the other levels do offer the scholarship, and those parents want that scholarship for their kid, and that kid's always had the goal of getting an athletic scholarship to go to play to college. And so it makes it maybe a little bit mm-hmm. more of an uphill climb for us, but on the backside, it maybe has we have less downfalls on the aspect of that. And so it's really, I appreciate Jordan's philosophy, his work on that, how he helps us recruit those kids and support. Our recruiters are also very much involved in that. In fact, last week on a trip to Texas, they went through Missouri, down through Texas and home for about 4 or 5 days. Mm-hmm. One of our recruiters went with him on the trip. And while he was in the, he did a lot of the driving, but was also when he wasn't driving, was in the back of the van making calls to other recruits. And but that's a part of that relationship that we get to build. And him spending time with our basketball team, I think, will help him make him a better recruiter for a student who's considering being a part of an athletic team at MCC. And so just kind of the whole package together, I think, that right. ties with it. That's very personal, but yet still have to do all the work, still have to do all the touches. We have to text. We have to post. I'm on Instagram and tweeting because that's a big important part of it. And I know the whole K-State family has enjoyed the increase in all of that social media with the football program that we've never had before. And so it's the same at MCC. We've got to do all of it.
Yeah. And how many athletic programs do you guys offer at Manhattan Christian College?
Right now, we offer 6 athletic programs. We go men's and women's soccer in the fall, along with volleyball, men's and women's cross country, and then men's and women's basketball. So I guess 7 would be technically the right term.
Okay.
Yeah, and just to let everybody know, we most recently did have a baseball program for several years, and it had some success at its initial onset, but since then has struggled a little bit more from a recruiting perspective as well as from a success perspective on the field. And the money and attention and time that went into that, we just felt like Jordan brought in a proposal that he thinks right now that might not be the best sport for us to offer at MCC. So we've recently shut that program down. We want to offer from an integrity perspective to the parent and the student that, hey, this is going to be a program that does everything that we've said it's going to do. And we need a critical mass to be able to pull that off. And it just wasn't the right integrity for us and wasn't good stewardship of time and talent and resources. And so we have shut that program down. And that was a hard decision. But I think at this point was a wise decision because we want to offer what we do with integrity and also offer it with a quality that, you know, we want to go on the court, we want to go on the field, and those athletes are going to compete. Winning isn't everything, as Jordan said, but we also want to compete. And if we're not competing, it's not a wise resource, use of our resources. And so we made that decision recently, and I appreciate Jordan's leadership on that. And so just a part of the package that we feel like we need to be wise with all of that.
Yeah. That makes sense. And it makes me sad because I like baseball. Baseball is one of my favorite sports.
Oh, I agree.
But yeah, if it's not working out, then it's not working out.
Right.
Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back more with Manhattan Christian College on In Focus after this on K-Man.